Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The freedom's a boat you can row. Let's go.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. We are streaming live on Facebook as usual. Passenger is a one-man band. That one man is the British singer, guitarist, and songwriter Mike Rosenberg. And he is about to release his 10th album. It's called Runaway. It has a lot to live up to. Mike, of course, is best known for his mammoth 2012 hit called Let Her Go, now approaching the 2 billion view mark on YouTube. But this new record trains its sights on America. There's an interesting story behind it, and Mike will tell us all about it after he plays some music for us. This song is called Hell or High Water from the forthcoming album by Passenger.
Was it a trick of the light? Or a shot in the dark? Was it hell or high water that broke our hearts? Was it something I said, or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water? And is it too late? Oh, is it too late? My life I've been searching for someone to show me how it feels to be loved and how to love somebody back. Well, after stumbling through the years, I thought I found you just to see you fading out into the night. Was it a trick of the light or a shot in the dark? Was it hell or high water? Broke our hearts. Was it something you did, or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water? And is it too late? Well, all my life I've been silently reaching for a hand to hold, to warm the cold, a spark of light to guide me through all right. After stumbling through the years, I thought I found you just to see you fading out into the night. Was it a trick of the light or a shot in the dark? Was it hell or high water that broke our hearts? Was it something we did or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water? Is it too late? Oh, and is it too late? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Was it a knife in my back? Or a fork in the road? Was it hell or high water that left us alone? Is it really game over? Is it really checkmate? Was it hell or high water? And is it too late? Oh, is it too late?
Passenger, live on the Soundcheck Podcast with a song called Hell or High Water. Passenger, as always, is Mike Rosenberg, solo with guitar in hand. Although, Mike, first of all, great to have you back here.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
On the record, electric guitar, drums, a whole string section on that song. I mean, it's a really big kind of orchestral rock number. Was there a deliberate idea on this record to maybe expand the palette a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always been the thing with me, is that live, it usually is just me and a guitar. And I love the fact that the record is completely different to the live show, you know? People have different opinions on that, you know? I think some people listen to a record and then they come to a gig and they want basically that record played live. And other people, you know, really embrace that difference, but you can't please everyone all the time. That's right. One thing I've learned, yeah.
Was Passenger always intended to be a one-man band, or was there some idea that it would be a genuine band at some point?
There was some idea and some hope that that would happen. I think people realized very early on that I'm unbearable to work with. So, you know, it's always been... No, I mean, yeah, it was a band for about 3 or 4 years. And that was sort of back in the early 2000s when I was in my early 20s. And for many different reasons, it didn't work. That's when I started busking, you know, because I was in this situation where, you know, I had these songs and I just needed to get in front of people. I didn't have a label. I didn't have any money behind it. And busking seemed to be this avenue. So, yeah.
I love the story. Was it in L.A. where you were busking on the street and somebody asked you, why are you only playing Passenger songs?
Yeah. And I had to go along with it. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm just a big fan. Yeah. You know? You know, busking for me is an intrinsic part of Passenger. And, you know, it's funny. Back in the day when I was busking, I, you know, it was 5 years of busking and playing in pubs. And all I wanted to do was to, you know, to make it and have a hit single and sort of move away from that. And then, you know, I realized after having all of that success, like, you know what, I really miss busking. I really miss that spontaneity, that really intimate connection. Actually, funnily enough, throughout June, I went busking through Europe and, you know, back to these spots where, you know, once upon a time I would play to 15 people passing by. And, you know, in some of these places now we're getting 2,000, 3,000 people turning up, and it's pretty humbling. And for me, I can't help but remember when I do these things how lucky I am and how grateful I am that I have so many people that want to come down and listen to my songs, you know?
Yeah. So you made this record called Runaway. It comes out August 31st.
That's right.
And then you basically did the sort of busking tour of the album, right? Where you recorded each song in a different part of the United States?
Yeah, so it kind of... This record's really interesting. My dad is from New Jersey originally, right. So I'm half American. I've been coming to the States, especially sort of the East Coast, all of my life. And I've obviously done a lot of touring here. And I sat down with these songs before we went in to record and realized that actually there was this real American theme running through this album. You know, there's a song about Detroit, there's a song about Yellowstone National Park, there's also a song about my dad and his parents, which I'll play shortly,
right?
But aside from that, throughout the body of work, it just felt like there was this kind of real Americana thing creeping through.
Huh. And that happened after you had written the songs?
Yeah, it was kind of something that I wasn't really aware of until I had them as a group. Huh. And I started playing through them. And I just decided to really run with that idea, you know. So when we went into the studio, I said to the band, look, it is quite American. Don't shy away from those flavors, you know, those influences. So on the record, you know, Hello High Water's got a really nice banjo part. There's a lot of lap steel.
Right.
And I think it, you know, some sounds that I maybe would have shied away from in the past, we really embraced. And so it sounds more American, I think. And then to top it off, from a visual aspect, me and three friends traveled around the States for a month. We shot videos for all of the different songs.
With you playing them solo?
Well, two versions. So we kind of shot these official videos where it would be me looking very mysterious and moody, sort of slow-mo walking through Joshua Tree National Park. And then we would do the acoustic version, which would actually be recording the audio live at the time. So it's great. You know, you hear woodpeckers in you know, the redwood forests of California, or, you know, a wave crashing on Santa Monica Beach or whatever. And the idea behind that was to kind of bring people on the journey with us.
Right. And the song you're going to do next, I mean, is clearly biographical.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to be telling your dad's story, and therefore your kind of origin story, I guess. And you did the acoustic version of that in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, it's funny. My it's a song that I never thought I would write, because my grandparents were Jewish refugees after the war, came to the States and set up a chicken farm in Vineland, New Jersey. And that's where my dad and his siblings grew up. And yeah, tough childhood for many reasons. And I was on vacation a few months ago, and I was just playing guitar, and these lyrics came to me. And before long, I realized I was writing the story of my grandparents. And this strange feeling came over me, and I just started crying. And it wasn't that I was upset, but it was just coming from such a deep place, I think, such a profound place. Yeah, I went back to my grandma's house in Vineland and shot the video, and also to a place called Avalon, which is a beach town in New Jersey, which is where we used to go on holiday as kids. So it was quite an emotional roller coaster for me.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the things is it's such a kind of an emotionally honest song that it transcends the specific tale of the Rosenberg family.
That's right.
And it becomes like this kind of, I mean, this is the American story.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And never has it been so important to remember that this country, like so many, are built on immigrants, you know.
Yep.
And yeah, I hope everyone can remember that, really.
Yeah. Let's hear the song. Passenger is my guest. That's Mike Rosenberg. His new album is called Runaway. It comes out on August 31st. This song is called To Be Free.
Vineland, New Jersey, farmland stretching far as the eye can see. Not much down there but sun-scorched pastures in 1953. The war was over and they came searching for a place to be. They left the Rhineland, they lost their homeland and all their family. Like feathers on the ocean breeze, they went spinning and tumbling across the sea. Never know where they'd come down or who they'd be. Like heather on the hillside, they were bruised and they were battered by the breeze. Searching for a place. Sunburned summers, frostbite winters, the kids were plainly dressed. He left the farmhouse when he was old enough and headed out west. From California to Southern Africa and all the way to France, on to England to meet my mother in 1981. A feather on the ocean breeze, he He went spinning and tumbling across the sea. Never know where he'd come down or who he'd be. Like heather on the hillside, he was bruised and he was battered by the breeze, searching for a place to be free. Oh, like a seed flying in the wind in search of water, soil and sun. And the birds and the bees to help it all along. Now here I am, 34 years down, 2018. I've seen the Rhineland, I've been to Vineland. I'm a feather on the breeze.
Song is called To Be Free, live performance by Passenger, a.k.a. Mike Rosenberg, here in the Soundcheck studio. From the album called Runaway, due on August 31st, Mike will be touring solo, as usual, through the States in the fall, playing here in New York at Brooklyn Steel on October 18th, playing here for us today, as he's done a couple of times in the past. Who or what is the runaway of the title? Is that kind of just everybody in that song and many of the people on the record, or do you have something more specific in mind?
Yeah, I think... I don't know, I speak for myself, but I think it's something we all do. We all sort of run away from our problems, and I more specifically than most, because I can physically run away because I'm always touring. And I think for years it's been, I don't know, it's been an easy option for me, easy way out, easy way not to take too much responsibility. And I don't know, I think I've reached a point in my life where actually I don't want to do that anymore. There's something in me that wants to stay put a little bit more and enjoy the simpler things in life and enjoy time with the people that I love. And so I think that song was all about actually slowing down and remembering to take in what's wonderful about being alive, you know?
Yeah. So what was the strangest place that you ended up playing one of these acoustic song video things in?
As soon as you said that, I knew exactly what I was going to say, because we were driving through Pennsylvania, which I hadn't really done before. I mean, I've got family from there and I've been there before, but rural Pennsylvania, I'd never really done. And we went off the beaten track and we were a bit lost, and we were driving through this farmland and we found this old abandoned house, and it was snowing. It was, I think we were here in April and it was pretty cold. It was snowing, so we played the video outside the house, and it was an amazing place. It had just been kind of left, and there was all this furniture left in there. There was this beautiful old Hammond organ that had been left in the front room. It was pretty creepy and pretty beautiful at the same time, yeah.
So you actually went in?
We did go in, yeah, and I was pretty worried that it would be the last thing I did. So I went in and quickly came out, yeah.
Yeah. All right. did you find that rural Pennsylvania looks a lot like England?
It does. It really does. Yeah. Rolling hillsides.
And yeah.
I guess it's on a similar sort of latitude.
I guess. I mean, I've always had that impression. Once you get away from the cities, yeah, you know, and off the main road, it's like...
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. It definitely had an Anglo vibe to it.
Yeah. Now, the song you just did, To Be Free, on the record is the sparest, the kind of starkest.
Yep.
You know, it's just you at the piano, I guess. But I mentioned before how a lot of the songs, as you've done in the past on your albums, have a kind of a grander kind of cinematic sweep to them. Mm. And this song, Survivors, is one of those where, you know, it really, there's a lot going on here.
It's a big song, yeah. I think what I've learned about my writing over the years is, early on I was really conflicted because I would write these really big songs, and I would also write these tiny little finger-picky kind of folky songs, and I wouldn't know how to kind of keep both sides of myself happy. You know, I'd make an album, I'd think, I've kind of overdone those folky ones, or I've underdone those big pop ones, you know? And so nowadays, I think I kind of alternate with records. So I think this whole album is a very big sounding record. I think there's some big songs. It's quite catchy, quite hooky, quite poppy. The last record we did, I released on my own label. It was all live recordings, very lo-fi, very chilled. It's called The Boy Who Cried Wolf, if people sort of prefer that sound. So I'm kind of alternating between the two ideas, and Survivors definitely is a song that it just needed that big production. Mm. You know, as soon as I wrote it, I heard the drums, I heard the strings, I heard everything that it needed to be. So it was a lot of fun putting that song together.
Were you hearing kind of Nashville Skyline era, you know, that kind of big sweep of orchestral pop?
Exactly that. And yeah, that sort of culmination of orchestra, but also still bringing that kind of electric guitar and those elements through as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is a Passenger song, which means there is inevitably a solo version.
Of course. Of course.
Which is what we're about to hear. Mike Rosenberg is Passenger, playing for us here on the Soundcheck podcast.
Life is just a game. No one ever tells you how to play. Different people go different ways. Some of them will leave you, but some of them will stay. Well, our hearts keep drumming, the years keep coming, quicker than they've ever been. You're sick of the same thing, it's quicker than changing, and too late to begin. Well, everybody's running, you don't know where, time is running thin. Everybody's looking for somebody to love, but we're scared to let them in. And I say, oh, are there any survivors? Am I here alone? I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? Am I on my own? Oh, love, well, it comes and goes. But no one ever tells you how to learn to let go. And different people, they walk different roads. Well, some of them will hurt you, but some of them won't. Well, the bridge is burning, the wheel keeps turning quicker than it did before. Your heart screams yes, your head says no, and you're never really sure. Well, everybody's running, you don't know why, time is running short. Everybody's looking for a place to hide, till there's no one left at all. And I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? Am I'm out on my own. Oh, 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 my hero. Oh, 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 oh. Hey. And I say, oh, oh, are there any survivors? Am I here alone? And I say, oh, are there any survivors? Am I here alone? Am I on my own?
That is Passenger, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and another song from the forthcoming album called Runaway, which comes out on August 31st. Survivors is the name of that song, and Mike, when you're busking on the street, I mean, you're playing the guitar at really the threshold of audibility at times here in the studio. Can you get away with that when you're busking?
Yeah, or, I mean, I've always used an amp, or, you know, it's always been amplified somehow, Yeah, you have to judge the room or the lack of room, as is the case with busking. But yeah, I mean, that's something I love about playing live. You know, you can be really dynamic.
Yeah.
And one thing I learned early on is actually just playing really loud doesn't bring people in. You know, early gigs when you're playing in pubs where no one cares and everyone's drunk and just, you know, chatting over you. And, you know, as an 18-year-old, you think the answer is to just thump out the loudest version of Wonderwall by Oasis that you could possibly do. And it's not actually the thing to do is unplug your guitar, walk down and start picking a folk song, and then everyone has to shut up, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just tricks you learn along the way, I think.
Do you still do any of those? Do you do Wonderwall? Do you do the old folk songs?
I haven't done Wonderwall for a while. I think Oasis will be delighted to hear that. But I cover a bunch of songs. You know, I was up at Newport Folk Festival yesterday, and I played a gig there, and it's obviously always been a dream to play that place. And we did a busking set afterwards, just in the quad area, and I played Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. I haven't played that song live, I don't think, ever, but it's always nice just to kind of keep yourself on your toes and play these songs that you're a bit like, oh, what the words, what the chords, you know? Because it keeps you really engaged in the performance, I think.
The record comes out August 31st, then you'll be doing your Passenger tour of the States, October 18th here in New York at Brooklyn Steel. It will be just you, with the guitars.
Yeah.
And
so basically, if people have watched this, no need to come to the gig, you know. It's gonna you watch this for free, you know. It's kind of what it is.
Yeah. Well, Mike, great to see you again, and look forward to next time.
Thanks for your time. Thanks, man.
But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. This session was engineered by Edward Haber. Our technical director is Irene Prudell, and we had production assistance as usual from Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart, 'cause love comes slow and it goes so far. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, 'cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're